Good evening, everyone. My name is Brian Redding from Chicago. Today is Saturday, August the 4th, 2012, and tonight we'll be doing the Saturday Night Skills Call. We have a packed out call tonight, just like every week. So many people requested to get on this call. Before we get started, let me talk a little bit about why we're here tonight. Each and every Saturday night at Mentoring for Free, we get together to bring you cutting-edge, hard-nosed value. Value you can use to build your business, build relationships, and better understand the ins and outs of the network marketing industry. Mentoring for Free is a completely generic system. It was built for anyone, in any company, so you can use the same strategies, trainings, and insights that the top earners in network marketing already use. And what you'll also learn are the secrets they don't want us to know. We'll teach you exactly why your lack of success is not your fault. And we'll do that by sorting through the clutter to get to the truth. At Mentoring for Free, we teach you how to think, not what to think. If you're new on this call, welcome. If you haven't already done so, I highly recommend that you get back to the person who invited you and ask them for our free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, so you won't get left behind. And for everyone else, welcome back. We have such a great call planned for you tonight. And without further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce the creator of the Mentoring for Free system. I'd like to welcome my good friend and personal mentor, Mr. Michael DeLohi.
Brian, thank you so much for welcoming everybody on the call. We appreciate that so much. And guys, the first Saturday of the month, we do personality studies. We've done this call for years. It's a great way for people to get that in-depth training on the personalities. I know this with every fiber of my being, and that is you can own your life when you figure out and understand the personalities, the colors, okay? You can figure out your parents, your in-laws, your outlaws. You can figure out your kids, your coworkers, your boss. You can figure out everybody, and you can figure out how to better work with them instead of working against them. So with that said, I would like to introduce you to my good friend, Mr. Richard Dennis. Richard Dennis hails from Monticello, Florida. He used to live in the Miami-Dade area down that way, and a big hurricane down there kind of chased them out a few years ago. So they moved up into the country on acreage. And Richard told me, he says, we did a real estate search on what town in Florida had no red lights, and he found out that was Monticello, Florida. So that's why they moved there. Guess they wanted to get away from the crowds. Richard is very well known in the network marketing industry for helping create many millionaires. He's the creator of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie cassette tape, which is still today the landmark marketing tool that had ever been created. He also created some mail order campaigns that helped create some other millionaires. So with that, let me turn the call over to Mr. Richard Dennis.
Thanks very much, Michael. Yeah, I was thinking, it's been, good Lord, it's been 8 years. It's 2004 that you and I started working together.
Yes.
And shortly after we started working together, my life changed. And it wasn't you. It was talking to your people. As I'm sure you recall, I talked to probably 36 people who you had been working with at the time to find out what they were doing and just talk with them and get their story. And the one thing they all had in common was they all wanted to talk about the colors and how it had the difference it had made in their lives. And the hearing it again and again and again and again just created such an impression. I mean, like I said, it's been 8 years ago, and I'll never forget all those talks I have with people. What I would like to do tonight is kind of focus on stories, and or at least start there. What stories that you have heard, stories about how the colors have changed people's business lives, but also, you know, what I heard so often back then was stories about how they changed their personal lives, their family life, their relationships with spouses and kids and parents and so forth. So anyway, whatever comes to mind as far as those stories go, Michael, that's where I'd like to start.
Okay, Richard. Yeah, gosh, this is probably about 10 years ago, a little bit longer than when you and I started working together. I was doing coaching. I've always done that. I've always done coaching as a way to give back. And this was a couple that was in a network marketing company. It was a stair-step breakaway compensation plan that they were in, and they were just struggling. And as I worked with them and helped them and started digging in, what I found out was it wasn't as big of a struggle with the network marketing company as it was their personal relationship. Now, these people have been married for, gosh, 20-plus years, and they were just growing apart. And so during this coaching call, and when I'm working with a husband and a wife, I like to have them both on the phone at the same time, and I just asked them a question. I said, do you love your wife? And dead silence, like, how dare you ask me that question? And it was dead silent. Oh, I didn't think he was going to answer me. And he finally said, well, yeah. And I said, okay, great. I said, when was the last time you told her? And Richard, I will never forget this for as long as I live. And he said, when I married her. I said, when you married her? He said, yeah. And then he said these words that will ring into my brain forever. He said, if I change my mind, I will let her know. If I change my mind, I will let her know. Wow. I had all of the answers of what was wrong in their business because it was what was wrong in their relationship. See, he was a green, she was a yellow. Now, yellows, they require oxygen, and that oxygen is in words, and the words are, I love you. Yellows must hear those words in order to survive, to live. And it was amazing. This couple had just grown apart, and I was stunned. I was stunned with that, and I told this green person, I said, you know, I said, your wife is a yellow. She needs to hear those words all the time. She needs affection, holding her hand. She needs that, just like oxygen. And she spoke up, and she said, I tried for years to get him to share those emotions, never would. I just didn't think he loved me. Wow. No wonder they were struggling in their MLM business. They were struggling in their personal relationship with each other. With each other. And I told him, I said, you know, I said, you're the provider. You've made sure that the kids have gone to college and that, you know, they all drive a Volvo, and you've done a great job of being a father, and you're an awesome husband, but you're a miserable lover. You don't get that piece. You don't get that piece. She needs that communication. So we talked about it and how he needed to open up. And understand something, Richard. Greens, once they make a decision, they don't change their mind. They just don't. They just don't. And so in his mind, I'm doing everything right. I've made sure the kids went through college. They've all got a Volvo. They're doing great. And there's no feelings being transferred back and forth. It's all about things. It's about things. It's about getting the things for them, okay? And that, to them, they're thinking, okay, I'm a great parent. I'm a great husband because I'm a great provider. That's a piece of it. Yes, that's an important piece of it. But again, it's a piece of it. It is not all of it. It is not all of it. And therein lies their problem. So you know what? They started working on that. you know, they're married over 20 years, all of a sudden, you know, they have a date night. You know, they go out, go to the movies, go to dinner. You know, at least one night a week, do something. A day a week, you know, do something with each other. You know, go to dinner, go dancing, go to a movie. Do things together. And what was amazing, Richard, is when I saw those people start coming together and sharing those emotions and feelings, all of a sudden their success in their home business started going through the roof because they were working together as a team. They weren't working against each other. You know, another great story, Richard, is one I know you love the most. It's probably your favorite story. This goes back about, 7 years. Mentor for Free was about a year old, and I was one of the original founders and helped create the Distributor Rights Association to, you know, have a voice for distributors, and they were holding a convention, if you will, out in San Antonio, Texas. And we went there. And had a banner up there for Mentoring for Free, and we were just educating people and stuff. I'll never forget it. I had the banner behind me, and it said, Mentoring for Free, where we teach you how to think, not what to think. And I had a guy come walking up to me, and he looked at me, and he had his arms crossed. He looked at me, and he said, Mentoring for Free. He looked at me, he said, okay, mentor me. He said, mentor me. And I said, okay. I said, no problem. I said, you know, now understand, Richard, this person was a green. He had, khaki pants on with an ironed seam right down the center, panty loafers, matching socks that matched his pants. He had a button-down shirt with a pocket. He had his arms crossed to me. And I told him, I said, well, if I was going to mentor you, I says, I would get you to realize that you overanalyze everything. You're very hard to please. Everybody is hard to please you. You get easily depressed. You struggle with loneliness. And you're pessimistic about everything. Everything. You are pessimistic. There's no bright lining. You're always pessimistic. But I said, you know what? You got some great strengths. You're one of the most organized people. You're a great planner. You're a dependable problem solver. You're persistent. You're great at follow-through. You are always very accurate. You're accurate, but guess what? You live your life without emotion. You live your life without emotion. Richard, the look on this man's face, if I'd have had a digital camera and just taken a photo or several snapshots of this guy's face, it would have been worth putting on, funniest videos or something. The guy just, he couldn't believe it. He said, how did you do that? He said, you described me to a T. That's me. Now, here's the guy that walked up, arms crossed, and said, mentor me. Mentor me. Mentor me. And so I went right to his weaknesses and, of course, finished with his strengths. You know, he was getting a little bit agitated, I could see, with me telling him about weaknesses, because, see, greens don't think they have any weaknesses. But as soon as I pointed those out, and then I told him about his strengths, all of a sudden he was like, wow, man, this guy knows me. He knows me. And, you know, when you get that right there, you can instantly get on their good side. He dropped his arms. He leaned forward. He wanted to know, what all do we do? How did we do that? How did you know that about me? You know, and I told him, hey, get this color CD. You know, get this, get that, go here, go there. Started giving him places to go to work on, you know. You know, I've had many occasions with red personalities. The reds are, without a doubt, for me, the easiest people to manipulate. Because they have a big ego, all you got to do is fluff their ego, tell them how great they are, and then challenge them. In other words, you could say, well, you know, in our company, you know, to hit this next pin level, you got to do $100,000 in volume next month. And, you know, I don't know if you can do that or not. And, you know, I've already fluffed their ego, told them how great they were. But then I challenged them, well, I don't know if you can hit that next pin level. You got to do an extra $100,000 in volume in your business. Fluff, fluff, slam. When I challenged the red personality, all of a sudden that guy's sitting there thinking, you flipping idiot, I'm the only one on your team that can ever do that. I'll show you. And boom. They run off and go crazy and create, you know, 105,000, 110,000 in volume to prove to me I can do it. Fluff, fluff, slam. Fluff, fluff, slam. Richard, I'll never forget a story about a yellow personality. This was a waitress. You've heard this story before. This waitress, and I was coaching and mentoring her and everything, and she just, yellow is devastated. When somebody says no to them, they're devastated. They just feel like they, you know, said no to them. You know, they're oversensitive. They take things personally. They conform. They buy other people's excuses, okay? But, of course, the yellow's strengths are they're the best listeners. They're easy to get along with. They're the team players. They're the most patient people on the planet. They're very supportive. They're very nurturing. So to help a yellow, all I did with this waitress is I told her, I said, let me ask you a question. I said, do you have people that come in here and buy coffee? She said, well, of course. I said, do you have people that come in here and don't buy coffee? She said, well, of course. So in other words, if I came in here and you asked my wife, would you like coffee? And she said yes, and I would say, no, give me a glass of water. I said, you wouldn't go crying to the boss and say, oh my gosh, Michael doesn't want my coffee. He hates me. He hates, whatever. No, you didn't take it personally. I'm just saying no to your coffee. See, yellows take it personal. So just a little bit of coaching with this yellow personality changed her life. See, all the yellows on the call, people are not saying no to you about your opportunity. They're just saying, no, I don't like coffee. I just don't like coffee. Pretty simple. I don't like coffee. So don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. You know, maybe another story, Richard, on the green personalities. The green personalities. You know, they don't mind change, but they cannot stand sudden change. That's the indirectness. See, the yellow's the same way. The yellow's the same way. You've got to let a green have time to think about, mull over the change. You know, they know for you to grow, there's got to be change. You cannot stay in a stagnant place. You got to change. Things have to change for you to change. Things have to change for you to change. You know, it's kind of like in 1950, they made some nice pickup trucks, okay? In 1960, they had improved them. 1970, they had improved them. 1990, they had improved them. 2010, they have improved them. Look at the pickup trucks today. My gosh, they're more like luxury automobiles. Four doors, beautiful interior. You know, it's amazing. Yeah, they got a pickup truck bed on the back, but my gosh, they're like a luxury vehicle. You know, things change. Things change. And you have to change with the times. I'll give you a good example. Back when the automobiles first came out, before they came out, there was an entire industry, and it was a coach whip industry, coach whip. In other words, there was an entire industry of people that made coach whips. The outside coating on this rod was leather, and leather tassels hanging off of the end of it, so the coach buggy driver could sit in the buggy and flick the horse by the ear, telling them left turn, right turn, speed up, slow down. They directed that horse with that coach whip. They didn't actually whip the horse. It was just like a fly rod. And they had a little piece of leather, and they would snap it over there by the horse. Coach whip industry, you know? And there were several huge coach whip manufacturers. Now, all of a sudden, something happened. I called an automobile. Now, some of those people in the coach whip industry said, nobody's going to drive those noisy things. It's a joke. It's a fad. Nobody will do that. And they kept making coach whips. And there was a couple of smart coach whip owners that said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why don't we buy leather? We tan leather. We know all about leather. We make coach whips. We make other things with leather. Those automobiles have got leather seats. They've got roofs that are convertible roofs. They're made of leather. The old ones were leather. They weren't vinyl. They were leather. So there was a few brilliant companies that the owner said, wait a minute, this is a change. For things to change, we have to change. So they started making leather interiors for automobiles. So the coach whip manufacturers that didn't change, with the times, guess what? They're gone. They're all gone today. All gone today. None of those people in that industry are here today. They're all gone. But you know what? There's still companies out there that are making leather interiors for cars. Why? Because they changed. So, guys, if you're green and you're on this call or you listen to this call, know this. For you to change, things have to change. Greens don't want anything to ever change, do they, Richard?
You know, that's it's true to an extent, but again, I think a big part of the deal here is you understand your personality, and once you understand it, then you can adapt things to suit what happens. So, what you just said, I don't think it might have been true of me at one time. It's not true of me now.
Sure. So you've grown as a person and realize, wait a minute, one of the things holding me back is I fight change. Okay, good. Let's look at that. So you've grown as a person, said, let's stop having analysis paralysis. Let's move forward. So you have grown in that personality and realized that's not going to serve you very well. Not so you've grown, but again, most greens that haven't been identified and they haven't figured out the color's personality, these guys are struggling. They're hurting. They're hurting themselves. They're struggling big time to make all this work and figure all this stuff out. So, you know, those are a few stories, Richard, that come to mind quickly. So I don't know if you want to expand on any of those.
I'll mention one thing, and then I have another question. One of the things that happened with me after interviewing so many of your guys way back when, I realized that, of course, I was the green personality, but in my very own bedroom, there was another green personality.
Yeah! We don't see that a lot, Richard. We don't see a lot of greens marrying greens. That's a rarity. It really truly is. Because I'm thinking, how do they ever get together? You know, I mean, it usually takes a yellow or a blue, you know, or a red to make the first move. Who makes the first move when two greens get together?
The first move is a whole different story. I suddenly realized why certain things happened and how how I made certain situations worse. I guess more than anything else, what I realized was this is not Cheryl taunting me or being mean to me. This is a green person. This is the way a green works. This is how I work. So
yeah.
It really gave me an attitude adjustment when I had that realization.
Yeah. Oh, Richard, it's life-changing. Just like when a green is married to the yellow and the green says, oh, my gosh, they need to hear those words. They need to be hugged. They need to hold hands. They need an outward sign of affection. Not that the green doesn't need it. They don't feel that it's necessary. In other words, I'm done with that part of it. I'm done with that part of it. I proved my point. I've shown what a great husband I am. I've got the kids through school. You know, they've all got nice automobiles, blah, blah, blah. That's their reasoning. You know, Richard, I'll never forget you told me many years ago, well, I'm a blue. And I said, you are. I said, why do you say that? Well, I like to have fun. And I said, perfect. What kind of fun do you like to have? Richard, I'll never, as long as I live, I'll never forget Richard Dennis's comment to me on what Richard loves to do. I mean, this makes Richard drool. This is hot. This is good. This is top of the pile. Editing. Editing. That drives you. That fires you up.
I'm getting goosebumps just listening to you talk about it.
Yeah, I know. You're getting goosebumps listening to me talk about editing. So for you, that's exciting. Not for a blue. You know, and you says, well, I got to be a blue because my office is a mess. No. No. There are so many areas of your life that is so organized. It is to the point, 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 point every time. Just because you got a messy office, that doesn't mean you're blue. That doesn't mean you're blue. Okay? Just that simple. Analysis, analyzing, analyzing, analyzing. That's what greens do. So, Richard, I think when you interviewed all those people that were using the colors training, when you first plugged in, and you could see how that impacted their lives, you opened yourself up to learning, how can I use this to help me in my life, in my, you know, in my marriage, with my children, with my daughters, you know, how can I use this? And gosh, you've got some daughters that are greens.
Yeah, no, you know, and you make such a good point there, Michael, because you telling me was not proof. But when I talked to all those people, kept hearing the same thing over and over and over again from person after person, that was proof.
Proof. Absolutely. Proof beyond, I could have never told you what the proof of interviewing dozens and dozens and dozens of people, that was men, women, you know, every race, color, religion, creed on the planet. You interviewed them, and there was one thing in common with all of them. They figured out the personalities. They figured that out. Real simple. You know, it was Linda. She's a yellow. I'm a blue. Now, in our relationship, Linda gives so freely that I have to be aware of how much she gives so that I am aware and don't take too much. See, in every relationship, there's give and take, give and take. Every business relationship, give and take. You got to make sure you're giving as much as you're taking. You got to be taking as much as you're giving. Let me give you, I want to clarify that. This is, people just say, whoa, 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 what do you mean? What do you mean? You can never, never accept if you can't give. You've got to give of yourself in order for people to give to you. It's just that simple. It's a life philosophy, man. It works every time. It's like gravity. Now, I got to tell you, most people on this call have never seen gravity. Never seen it. It's a natural law. It is at work right now. That's why you, Richard, are sitting in a chair. You're not floating around your office. Gravity is at work. Just like when somebody gives you a compliment. If you don't accept the compliment, you know, you could say to this lady, oh, that's a beautiful dress, or that's a nice purse. Oh, this old thing, you know, I got it at Salvation Army. I didn't want to know where you got it. I just said that was a beautiful dress. I just said, your hair looks nice like that. It's called a compliment. To give compliments, you have to receive compliments. I do my absolute level best when somebody ever compliments me. When they say, well, Michael, you did this, and I got it, and it changed my life. Thank you. Thank you so much. Michael, I love your upbeat attitude. Every time I talk, gosh, you're upbeat. Great. Thank you so much. thank you so much. I really work on that. You know, when I'm doing a coaching call, I put 110% of me into that coaching call. You know, Richard, you did a lot of work to meet somebody, to get them to get the ebook, to read the ebook, to listen to those skills calls. Man, oh man, when I get on a coaching call, I owe you, I owe that person the courtesy to be all there, be all in, be on the call, be there listening. What can I do to help? How can I help? Well, if I don't get to know you, how do I get to know how I can help you? I got to get to know you. I got to get to know you. How can I get to know you if I don't listen? If I don't listen. So the one thing that the Colors Training will give everybody on this call, that is the amazing ability of listening, listening, listening. When you listen, people notice. When you listen, people notice. People notice. You know, Richard, I have seen on coaching calls, sometimes I'll have a coaching call with a blue or a red. Okay? They're both very direct personalities. And all of a sudden, they're just carrying on, talking, and I will have to interrupt them and stop them to get anywhere with the call. Matter of fact, Richard, I've said this before to get their attention. Well, we've been on a call for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and you've done 99% of the talking. And when was the last time a network marketing millionaire was willing to spend their time to help you, and you've been doing all the talking? That's kind of in your face, isn't it, Richard? That almost sounds rude. You think that sounds rude? What do you think?
Yeah,
sounds kind of rude. But I got to tell you something. Sometimes with certain personalities, you got to get their attention. You got to let them know as a coach and mentor, you're doing them a disservice if you just let them keep doing that. If you just let them keep acting like that, doing that, being that, it's no good. It's no good. It'll never work. So we're at the bottom of the hour, man. We've ran over. Great call.
Yeah, and this is good because I had another question for you, but now we'll start off the September call with this question. So.
Okay. Dan, don't give me a tip on what it is. I want you to just surprise me.
No, absolutely.
Perfect.
Did you want to go ahead and introduce the next call, Michael?
Yeah. At 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in an hour. We'll be doing a Mastermind Coaches Corner Call. If you ever wanted to just sit down at a fireside chat and visit with your coach and mentor, this is a call we've done for over 10 years, and it's the Mastermind Coaches Corner Call. We're actually reading a book, you know, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, and we're kind of studying that chapter at a time and really getting people to, you know, open up and realize, you know, how important, you know, these skills are, you know, great skills that you can learn and, you know, change your life with it. Absolutely change your life. So that call's at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Same phone number you dialed in here, 712-432-5225. And the same PIN number, 300-300-POUND, 300-300-POUND. And if you'd like to go to that website, it's the same forum that we use for our 30-day mental cleanse. If you go to 30daymentalcleanse.info, 30daymentalcleanse.info, you can click on the chapter we're on if you'd like to and be reading along. And while you're there, you might want to check out the lesson plans that are also being shared and read. That'll be next week. We're on Chapter 13, The Brain. Chapter 13, In Think and Grow Rich. The Brain, brilliant, brilliant lessons posted there. So, Richard, thank you so much. Back to you.
Okay. Actually, you know, I got a question for you before we finish up here. Kind of a tease on the next call. So you have two greens, and this is a story I've never told you, but you have two greens, and one green asks the other to marry him. What would be the perfect green response?
The perfect green response would say, well, you know, we're both about the same age. We both come from this background. It looks like that'll be a fit. Yeah, we probably ought to do that.
You're way off base there. The perfect green response would be, I have to think about it.
I have to think about it. Yeah.
I'll tell you.
I've seen him go real logical on that, but yeah, okay, I got to think about it. Yep. Analysis paralysis. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Do you have your dental records? You know, do you have any? Are those your real teeth?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, how much money do I have to invest in teeth? You know, when we get married, do I have to put braces on you? You know, what's going on?
Anyway, we'll save that for next time. Anyway, thanks,
okay.
Michael. Some excellent stories. Definitely enjoyed the story. So hope you guys have found this stuff useful. You know, we say it again and again and again. There's no more important call than the callers call. And it's certainly learning that this technology certainly changed my life, and it will yours too if you haven't learned it yet. So anyway, appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. And we'll talk to you guys in the next call. Good night, everybody.